to the Monday Marketing Madness Podcast. You know, there's a lot of things to hate about Mondays. So, we figured, why not make someone's Monday something to look forward to? Every Monday on this podcast, we share confidential marketing secrets, innovative strategies, and growth hacks to help catapult you to entrepreneur rockstar status and grow your online business to massive new heights. Now, here's your host, Ronnie Rocksmith.
Hey everyone, Ronnie Rocksmith here with USA Digi. Welcome to my Monday Marketing Madness Podcast, where in marketing, some days can be great and some days can be absolute madness, right? So how are you today? I am doing awesome as always, and I hope you are too. Now in my last episode, which was episode 1, I talked about my backstory, how I got started in marketing, and even my tragedies. I also talked about my mentors, which was Don LaPree and Frank Kern, but I only mentioned those two. Since this is the ending of 2019 and we're heading into 2020, a lot has happened since then. I've had a lot of mentors over the years, and I wanted to briefly mention all the ones that I've had since then. Now, when I talk about my mentors here, and I say that I studied under these guys, I'm not implying that I paid these dudes $25,000 or more to get into their mastermind groups and learn from them face to face. Although I would like to do that someday, I just haven't yet. Of course, the way that I studied under them is by buying their marketing materials, such as video training courses, ebooks, hardbound books, software, and stuff like that, and pretty much just learning everything that I could from each one. So here's a list of all the marketers that I studied under so far. Now, this is in no particular order of, like, you know, first to last. I'm just going to list them. And the reason I want to list them for you is to see how much you and I have in common and if we studied under the same mentors or not. So here's my list. Don LaPree, Frank Kern, Dan Kennedy, Jay White, Russell Brunson, Ryan Dice, Sean Mize, Paul Nichols, Jeff Walker, Brett Rutecki, Mike Thomas, Andy Waring, Brendan Mace, Jono Armstrong, Anthony Mancuso, and Cam Jennings. So that's my list so far to date. So go ahead and leave me a comment or a voice message depending on where you're listening to this podcast and if we share some of the same mentors. I think it would be really cool to hear from you guys out there on who your mentors were and how they helped you. Just as a side note, if you're listening to this podcast on anchor.fm, note that you only have 60 seconds, so talk really fast. So I just wanted to clear that up from the last episode that I did have, in fact, more than just two mentors. So here's the stone cold truth. I didn't make money online for a long time. Well, I mean, I made money here and there, but nothing to really brag about. It wasn't until I met Brendan Mace and learned his methods. I spent $1,997 to join his PPA, Project Profit Academy, which gave me access to all of his training and a consulting phone call. After implementing the things that I've learned from Brendan, I finally started generating some decent income online. And he even motivated me to launch my own product, which really started things in the right direction for me. Hey, I've spent $1,997 before on a course or two, but I won't mention any names here. But that pretty much got me nowhere. I guess I just didn't get that live support that Brendan Mace gave me to really push me up. You know, now that I think about it, I think that he's so good at teaching how to do something because he actually used to be a school teacher. Go figure. So Brendan helped me launch my first product in October 2018, and that's when things started to really take off for me. The truth is, I used to work on all rigs before going full-time with marketing, and I was making $225,000 a year already. But I hated the job. It took a lot of time away from my family, I missed birthdays, Christmas, and most of the other holidays, so it really sucked. Like I said, the money was good, but to me, other things are far more important. And now I get the chance to make money and help people at the same time. Now that's what I call living the lifestyle. So pretty much, that's where I am today. Okay, on with today's episode. If there's one thing that every single mentor taught me, is to start building a list. The problem is they didn't go into specifics. Now, I'm not saying that they didn't teach that course in one of their lessons somewhere, but the thing is, everyone that does email marketing does it a bit different because not everything that works for one person will work for you. That's just the facts. I think you know what I mean here. It's like when you find a tidbit of information, you get so excited, you want to take it and put it into action without thinking of the consequences. Here's another way to think about it. You go to a store and you buy something new. Then you take it home and open the box and realize you now have to put this damn thing together with like 20 different parts. So you grab the instructions and it's like 5 or 6 pages long and you're like, I don't have time to read this crap. Then you toss the instructions on the side and grab the box to look at the pictures for a reference, and you just start putting things together. So after it's all said and done, you look closer at your accomplishments, and lo and behold, you notice that you put something on backwards or wrong. So you grab the instructions again and finally start reading to see where you went wrong. Sound familiar? Of course. A lot of us do this, and that's why instructions are so important for every process in life that we do. If we try to jump the gun, we might get it done, but that doesn't mean that it will be done right. And all of our efforts may suffer some kind of consequence in the process. The same goes for list building. To me, at first, it was kind of hard, but that's only because I didn't realize and understand that there was an actual process of building a list. Now, to put this into perspective, anyone can build a list, but what's more important is that you build a targeted list. And more important than that is that you build a buyer's list. Nobody wants to build a list of freebie seekers, right? But in fact, because we don't know any better, that's what the majority of us do. Sure, we figure out how to build a list, but we don't know how to go about building a targeted list or a buyer's list. So I'm going to share some of the things I've learned along the way on how to build a better list. Now, some of you more experienced marketers listening to this may already know some of these techniques, but the ones that don't, I think you will find this information very useful. Of course, a surefire way to build a list is to give something away for an email address in return, right? And speaking of giving things away, after you finish listening to this podcast, head down to MondayMarketingMadness.com and pick up some free training that I put together for you guys. It's called the TCS, and although it does have a little to do with building your list, the majority of the video training shows you how to structure and model a business plan. Without a plan, you are going nowhere. So make sure you go and check that out to see how I'm working mine. Okay, back to building a list. So we just talked about giving away something for free to build a list. But if you're just doing affiliate marketing, then you should already have a list. Unless, of course, you're just getting traffic from other sources. But I want you to remember one thing. Building and using a list is the cheapest and most cost-effective way to make money with traffic. Period. And if you're just getting started with affiliate marketing, then I'm assuming that you're also just getting started building your list as well, right? All right, so I want to teach you this cool little hack that I've learned over time on how to build not just a list, but a buyer's list by promoting other people's products. The first thing you need is to have your autoresponder set up and in order because this will play a very important role in this process. Now, just about everyone that I know that is doing affiliate marketing these days are using bonuses to bring up the value proposition of the product so that they can steal the sale. By creating bonuses that seem more valuable than the product itself is a surefire way to pretty much guarantee that you can grab the sale. However, in this day and age, there is a lot of competition these days, so it's not as easy as it once was just a few years ago. The second thing you will need is a good complimentary bonus page where the visitors can see a little bit about the product, but more about your bonuses. A good effective bonus page will match the product sales page in color, look, and feel so that it can give the visitors a seamless transition from your bonus page back to the sales page when they click your affiliate linked button to get the product. Your page should also contain a video review, or it could be a written review, but I'm going to tell you that video outperforms written content by building more trustworthiness as they can see you actually talking about that product. You should also have a demo video if the product is software. If it's training, usually a demo video is not needed. The third thing you will need is an opt-in page. This will be the magic hack that you will use to collect the buyers that buy through your link. So here's what you need to do to set this up properly. I'm going to use Warrior Plus as a platform the product was on as an example. Number one, create your opt-in page with a headline saying something like this. Where do I send your bonuses? Have a name and email box. Remember, these are buyers, so you want to use the first name feature in your autoresponder later when you send them emails in the future. Set up your opt-in page so that when they put in their name and email and they click the submit, it takes them straight to the bonus download page. Next, copy the URL and paste this into a text doc, as you will need this again later. Also, create your bonus page. And of course, the bonus page buttons should have your affiliate links embedded when they click them. Number 2, click a list in your autoresponder using the product's name plus bonus. As an example of this, let's say the product was called Magic Money Marks. So your list name would be magic_money_marks_bonuses. You would then set your day 0 to have the link in the email to instantly send them to the bonus download page. Number 3, head to Warrior Plus under the product that you were promoting. Click on the Get link, like you were getting your affiliate link again. Then paste the URL for the opt-in page in the buyer's bonus URL box. And then remember to click Save on that page before you exit. Those buyers will now find a blue bonus button when they visit their purchase history page for that product they just bought. And the blue button will now go to your opt-in page. They put in their name and email to get the bonuses, and presto, you just started building a buyer's list. Pretty cool, right? So go ahead and leave me a message shout out if you found this really cool and helpful, guys. And remember to head to MondayMarketingMadness.com and get that free training on my business plan model. Also, stay tuned for next Monday's show, where I'll be sharing another secret little hack that's going to help you get better click-through rates in your emails. So that about wraps up this episode. Until next Monday, thanks for your time and interest. I'm Ronnie Rock Smith with USA Digi, and thanks for listening to my Monday Marketing Madness podcast. And guys, happy marketing.